paper today.
Yeah, this is feels like a old like 80s newsroom in here.
Like yeah.
Ted Koppel.
You done?
No, it's going to keep going. Okay.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
First up, let's see what you think about this. Los Angeles Fire Department weighs rolling back tattoo policy.
Okay.
Surveys residents on topic. It's not much to read here. So I just thought it'd be create a good discussion, right? So obviously no tattoo policy or no tattoo showing. They're going to roll it back. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I mean, the military had to do it too, right? There's not enough people that...
It's become more popular for sure.
Yeah, I mean... Once like baristas start getting neck tattoos, I think it's like pretty...
Baristas? That's your fucking measuring stick?
Well, when you think where the like tattoo culture came from.
But baristas?
Well, yeah, the softest people, right? Like,
I would say like once kindergartner teachers start getting neck tattoos, maybe we should roll it back.
Dude, how many teachers are wild?
Neck tattoos?
I don't know if I've seen a teacher with a neck tattoo, but it's not what it was, right?
It says current policy requires firefighters to cover all tattoos while on the job, and the department won't hire firefighters who have tattoos that can't effectively be covered.
There was a recent Alabama firefighter who had a head tattoo, and they were like, hey, you got to cover that up. So she ended up growing her hair out, and she got fired anyways.
Well, so this is what I find interesting. The department is now surveying citizens to see if it's time to change the policy.
Okay, first.
You know what else we should survey citizens for?
What they expect out of us?
Well, that, but uniform-wise, do we need to wear bad shirts? You know? Do you guys have problem in general? Do you as a citizen have problems with how we look when we wear a t-shirt? No. The answer is no.
I think there are some places where they would say, "Yes, I want you showing up."
Where is that?
I would say your more affluent areas. I think they would rather you look a certain way, but
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think they just don't like some places like that. I've heard they want like shoes taken off. You know, they just don't want their place a mess.
I get that.
But I mean, it's not like you look bad.
All right. So I'm going to devil's advocate, right? If we consider ourselves a paramilitary organization.
Yeah, that's debatable.
But I mean, isn't that we have a rank structure? We have, you know, discipline, we have orders, we, you know, like...
But it's debatable.
Yeah, well, it's debatable because there are people that push back against discipline.
Or there's just, I don't know, I feel like the standards sometimes are too low or too minimum to really say, oh, we're paramilitary, you know?
Well, I think we got to pick a lane, right?
I mean, it's some, under certain regimes, it can be very corporate, business-like.
Yeah.
Poorly run. You know,
I'm 100% with you. I just think that you're right. The citizens probably don't care,
but they don't.
If you're,
as they did, they would have made a complaint in our department. I've yet to see one citizen complaint on uniforms.
True. But when you sign up to work somewhere, you are saying that you will abide by the rules of your company, right?
We've already spent too much on this topic because I've seen lots of higher people spend hours talking about this. So let's move on.
You brought it up.
I know. It's just dumb.
So you're admitting that what you brought up is stupid.
No, the whole conversation on bad shirts is dumb.
All right. Well, this wasn't even about bad shirts. You made it about bad shirts.
I know.
It's about tattoos. Okay. So What are your thoughts on saying, hey, you can have tattoos, but you can't have tattoos that have certain symbolism?
What is you? So it can't be offensive and all that stuff? Well, I mean, that's obviously.
I think that's fair.
Everybody's got a problem with everything.
Yeah, we had a guy in our academy that has these like brass knuckles that are on fire on his neck. And I was like, damn, dude, like I'm surprised this guy's, he's awesome. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was one of the tattoos where I was like, well, that's an intense one.
Yeah, I don't think anybody says anything about anything anymore.
No.
I mean, there used to be a facial hair policy for our police department. That's gone.
You think we'll ever be able to have beards?
If somebody wants to, you know, prove it with data.
Yeah.
You know, because don't they say, I mean, they can get it. You usually can get an effective seal.
Yeah. The reason that firefighters can't have facial hair is because they're saying this is what I've heard is that with our masks, you can't get a good seal. You know, it was like an old volunteer trick. It was to put Vaseline on your beard and then put your mask on. That's some volley shit right there.
That is, yeah. I don't want to shave that beard, you know?
Nice. Are you ever going to get a tattoo? Or you have a tattoo? You have an awesome tattoo. You want to talk about it?
What's wrong with my tattoo? What's wrong with my tattoo?
Nothing.
You want to talk about your tattoo?
Okay.
All right, let's talk.
Okay.
What's wrong with my tattoo?
Nothing.
I've got an eagle on my shoulder. What's wrong with my tattoo?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
What do you got?
The second I started talking.
You're like, that's a big fucking mistake, right?
It's like the last episode when you were talking about how $50,000 wasn't a lot of money.
Let's just say, let me ask you this.
Okay.
How bad do you think somebody who puts their last name across their shoulder, like their
shoulder blades? I have never seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
How bad do you think? Pretty dumb, right?
Their last name?
Well, guess what, people? His is worse. We're not going to go there.
It was worse.
Yeah, you fixed it, I guess.
I fixed it.
Okay.
All right. Next.
Now we're kidding. We're going to take a turn. Okay. You know, here, I'm going to pair a couple together because I really don't want to talk about this one. I'm just going to read the headline. We got problems. Okay. We're going to talk about the second one. But the first one, this is the headline. Arrested rescuer had video of kids having sex with dog. What the fuck is wrong with firefighters, dude?
There's nothing else in that story that you want to read?
I don't want to talk about kids having sex, okay?
But there's nothing else. Hold on.
Moving on.
You just dropped a grenade.
I'm just saying that shit's out there. What the fuck? What are we doing, okay?
That's it? That's your whole story.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm just telling you it's out there.
Hold on. So you went through the time of finding a story, printing it out on a printer, bringing it in here. You read one sentence.
And then I went to it and I was like, I don't want to talk about this. So it's terrible. But it's out there, okay? It's out there. It's fucking disgusting.
Hey, man, this is your show.
Okay. So that was like a 12, okay? 10 would be like, you don't want to talk about it. That was a 12.
Okay.
Now I'm going to bring it back to like an 8.
Okay. Can we actually talk about this story?
3 New Mexico firefighters arrested for raping woman during off-duty gathering.
Why are you bringing up such dark shit? My stuff is naked people.
I searched firefighters busted. And this is the shit that comes up.
I like how this is the one that you want to talk about.
These are the ones that came up.
What do you want to say about this, man? This is filled with landmines.
Like, what are they thinking?
Yeah, no shit. They're horrific human beings.
Albuquerque police say they have arrested 3 firefighters, including one who's retired. Well, there went retirement all those years for raping a woman last month. The alleged assault occurred on July 15th during an off-duty gathering after a golf tournament. Two golf tournaments, man.
Stay away.
Easy.
Stay away.
She fled out through a bathroom window, and a resident of the apartment complex found the woman and called authorities.
These guys need to be...
All 3 have been booked on 1 count of criminal sexual penetration.
They need to be beaten. That's all I'm going to say about this one. Do you have any ones that are maybe lighthearted?
So you'd like to move on?
Yeah, I'd like to move on. I don't know if you're going to be able to do shows anymore.
7 Cobb County firefighters caught cheating on certification exams.
Oh, this is I cannot think
of... Well, you're like, old news.
Yeah. I cannot think of a fire service test that there hasn't been some sort of shenanigans.
Yeah, I mean, hey guys, here's the study guide.
Yeah. And then you just move on. Or, hey, I'm going to proctor this test.
But what happened is people just... I think people forgot how to cheat. They never taught how to cheat.
Go on.
That's all I'm going to say.
Tom.
I'm just joking. I'm just going to drop these grenades and all day.
You have a 5-minute show.
No, I mean, there's an art, right? You learn it when you're growing up in school, you know?
I think some people do.
One time in high school, I was so late on my homework that you had to turn it in. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing in calculus class, okay? Not one clue. Okay. And this is AP calculus. I
humble brag.
Should not have been in there. Okay. Didn't know what to do. Well, the next day, I'm just giving away all the secrets, but this is bad. The next day, she goes over all the answers, right? So basically, you turn it in and then you go over everything.
Okay.
So that day in class,
you wrote down all the answers, then turned it in late.
The whole thing. And then I got the janitor to let me into the math class later that night. Stuck it in the pile.
Wow.
And she fucking knew it too.
Oh, I'm sure. Like, she's like, how the hammer.
Fuck did this thing get here? You know?
And she's like, this guy doesn't
10 out of 10.
You did all of that for 10 points?
Well, no. There's like, I mean, you had like once a week. That was your main assignment.
Oh. You know?
So there's very few points.
So you got an A and then failed the rest of the test because you didn't know.
Basically, all my homework, I only did that once. I didn't have to do that every time, but all my homework was like straight A's, perfect. All my tests were like barely B's or like high C's, you know, just like no fucking clue what I'm doing.
Were you tight with the janitor?
No, I was just like, hey, I'm looking for, you know, something in the classroom. I mean, I was always at school later because I was lifting or working out or something. So I was like, I think I lost my something in this classroom. Can you let me in?
See, I see you in the...
And he just waited there, and I was just like...
I see you in the lunchroom by
yourself. Look through this pile.
You're in the lunchroom by yourself, and you and the janitor are best friends. That's what I... Exactly.
That sounds like a story for somebody wearing sweatpants to school. Like you.
Oh, man.
But I mean, just... Like, I told the story about the guys in my academy who, like, all had the same answer and missed the same question.
Yeah.
Like, dumb. You know, when you get to college though, that you cheating's dumb.
What do you mean cheating's dumb?
You don't know who you're cheating off of.
Oh.
I mean, when you're in school, like you've been growing up with these kids, you know who's smart.
Like, oh yeah.
You know who's getting A's. Everybody knows.
Yeah, clean fingernails.
Yeah, so it's like, you know,
yeah.
In college, you sit next to a different person each day, and it's like they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground.
True.
You know? So you're like, I'm better off.
Just like going
just for going it. With what I got than trusting somebody who's probably dumber than I am.
Well.
So, but there's an art, man.
You know, like. Just covering up your eyes. Like, you know, hey, yeah, like, oh, I'm getting sleepy over here.
Oh, drop my pencil.
Yeah, you can only do that once.
But you got to if you have 10 of those things you can do, that's 10 answers.
Okay. So you're.
And if you can do like a 2 or 3 for 1 where you know, on the Scantron where you look over and you're like,
1, 2, 3, A, B, C, D, B, A, A, D, B.
All right. So I only got to do that once every 10 minutes, you know?
So there was one time where me and my friends thought we were slick. And we were like basically trying to do like Morse code. So for A, I'd tap once.
Oh, yeah.
B, I'd tap twice. Yeah. We did it for like, I don't know, 2 questions. And the teacher's like, stop it. Like you dummies.
Fucking idiots.
I know exactly what you're doing.
Could do sniffles. You can always sniffle.
Then they think you're on cocaine. They're like,
but I mean, it's just like
booger sugar. Just get creative is all we're trying to say.
Yeah, I think you get real creative and totally. You got to spend some time, like really vet your ideas.
Or you could study.
And get nah, man. You mean spend less time to actually know the answers than more time to not know and figure out how to bust a system?
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all that these firefighters.
So, but when you get to these big, I mean, it's like this. Actually, when I went through academy, I mean, You know, we had like study guides and everything, but I wasn't cheating on tests. I mean, that was just dumb. Because it cost you a career, it cost you money. Like, just fucking study.
And like, it's not calculus. It's not right?
hard. No, just read it, learn it. Yeah, you know, that's it.
What extinguisher does what?
Yeah, you don't really it's just memorization, that. Right? It's not like concepts and whatever. And it's for the most part valuable. But yeah, it's like.
That's debatable. I mean, yeah. As a current instructor in the academy, yeah. It's debatable.
Yeah, right? So, I don't know. I think that's probably lost art.
I think I got some assistance on our hazmat tests.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which hazmat? Tech?
No, ops.
Yeah, you got to be stupid to do hazmat tech.
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now.
No, you aren't.
Glowworm.
No, you aren't.
Well,
I am not.
At one point you were.
What was I thinking?
Exactly.
All right, so let's see what happened. 6 of 7 have already been disciplined, but all have admitted to their wrongdoing.
So what do you think is an appropriate discipline for that?
They've been all very forthcoming, very honest, and occurred quite frankly, they owned it. I mean, that's probably the smartest thing you can do. Yeah, we fucked up. You covered up, you're gone.
So what's this punishment for these guys, do you think?
Well, it says all 7 have previously spotless records, so none of them have been fired, but are receiving stiff discipline. 3 lieutenants have been demoted in a 4. That's pretty good discipline.
What is stiff discipline?
I try to keep it clean.
I know. I'm trying
to go there.
No, I'm asking, what do you believe is stiff discipline?
Demotions.
Ooh, you think you should get demoted?
No, they said 3 lieutenants. No,
I'm asking you, what do you think is...
If you're an officer, you get demoted. I mean, dude, come on. You can't be like cheating.
So I got a buffer.
If you cheat on the test, then we don't know if you're lying on your reports. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
That's the whole thing.
Fair enough. Okay.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
That's fair. God, you look like a pilgrim.
All right. So I got tired of searching busted firefighters.
Yeah, right. With horrific stories that you don't even want to talk
funny
about.
Funny firefighter news.
Okay.
All right. And it came up with top funniest firefighting moments as reported by like listeners, viewers, or whatever. So we got some funny stories, which I think they'll bring back some memories for you. You've had some of these happen to you, I'm sure. Okay. All right. So these are the people writing in. Okay. When I was 18, joined my local fire department. Oh, no. I'm going to skip that one. It's bullshit. Take that out. Edit.
No, that's staying in because I want people to see that how many stories you've brought today that we're not even talking about.
On my very first call, we responded to a possible gas leak at a propane company, and I jumped off the engine. Somebody yelled, "Hey, buddy, your helmet is on backwards." Have you ever had your helmet on backwards?
I've not backwards, but I've definitely forgotten it. My very first time going to the roof, I was so excited. I start the chainsaw. I used to mask up and like put my helmet on the ground like a noob. And I'm up on the roof and safety comes around and was like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Brah, brah, 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 brah." And then I get down and see it laying there. And
nothing's going to drop on top of you when you're on top of the incident.
Until you fall in and everything falls on top of your head.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I was in the academy one time and I was doing an evolution and the instructors let me go the whole time with my helmet on backwards. Just laughing.
Oh, I would too.
Of course. Yeah. But they should have taken video. That would have been better. Going on a structure fire and having stomach flu at the same time.
Ooh.
Mixture for disaster. That's as far as I'm going for the story. You can figure out the rest.
Been there.
You puked in your mask?
No. I've been like had stomach issues, we'll say that, while at work. We had a guy who had like IBS real bad and would carry a 5-gallon bucket in the rig. Swear to God. No, not for that.
Oh, damn, dude. Yeah. That's bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
Okay.
So if you don't have to carry a poop bucket with you, you're doing all right.
This guy goes, "Ha, I didn't tell the board of inquiry. I'm sure as hell not going to tell you." How many guys hide shit? Tons, right?
Hide what?
Anything, everything to get hired.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you figure if you tell them, there was a time it's like you tell them and it's like you're not getting hired. Well, you might as well take the chance.
Yeah, that's true.
I told. So.
What did you lie about?
Well, I can't remember, but there was something that like I had totally forgotten about. But I had like 2 weeks before my interview, and they're talking lie detector, and you're like, I got to tell them everything. And so I started like uncover all this. Uncovering all this shit. I was like, fuck, I don't even remember this stuff. Now I got to stop thinking about this. Because if you go in there and be like, I don't even remember like little stuff. I'm like, shit, now I got to tell them, because then I'm going to be like, no. And then I'm thinking, and what's the needle doing?
Totally.
You know?
Do you think that's real? You think the lie detector thing's real?
I think no.
I mean, it's not admissible in court anymore.
I think it's just all they're looking for is between your application, your interview, your lie detector, that you stay consistent. You start bringing stuff up or omitting stuff out when they ask you the same questions through these different processes. And then I think the lie detector is just like a scare tactic, you know, to like get you to
do what you did.
That, or just get you, they're going to catch me, so I better say it.
Yeah. I mean, it was bad. There was a person who was about to graduate and got fired the day before graduation because they did like a recheck on their background to see if like they've done anything since they've been in the academy, and they found something and got fired the day before graduation. What'd they find?
I don't know.
Like gang affiliation.
Oh, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
You're not going to want to do that.
Next one. Going to a fire one night, I was dragging about 100 feet of hose behind the engine right through the middle of town. That is funny. It didn't hit anyone or any cars, but it did rip down some signs and mailboxes.
I'm impressed that it was just 100 feet.
Yeah, the rest of it didn't come off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always funny when you're here on the radio, like, hey, engine whatever, we're on the highway. We need some help loading hose.
Yeah.
We just dumped 1,000 feet of 5-inch.
God. And they always get hit.
Oh, yeah. You know? Now you're out there changing everyone's tires.
While trying to vent the house, I couldn't bust the window, so I gave it a pretty good whack and wound up throwing the axe into the house. I broke windows on house one time throwing rocks. I was told to.
What do they call them? Someone on the police department said they call them SWAT rocks.
throwing
rocks through windows.
Yeah, or I mean, it broke the window, but
I've had a few times trying to take out a car window that my Halligan will just bounce right off.
Yeah.
And I feel pretty soft.
You got to be committed for the car window, you know?
Actually pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, isn't everything laminate now? I mean, newer stuff?
After 2017, I think.
Yeah. Okay. There was a basement fire and we couldn't get to the stairs. The chief comes over the radio and says he found a window. We make it to the window and it's very little. On the radio, I asked for butter and Slim Fast so I can lose some weight and butter my fat ass up to get through. 2 weeks later, we had a talk from the county on radio etiquette.
Oh, it took him two weeks?
So you win, like you talked about in your last episode, you win $50,000.
Yeah.
And you go to work. Now you can start saying say shit
stuff
like
that.
Yeah.
Not for you, because it's not a lot of money for you, but
no.
For the normal person, yeah, that's when I'm pulling chocks and it's all no holds barred.
It's fair. Okay. A CISPD called to tell me to check the well-being of an elderly lady, put the ladder to the second floor window for access, and the woman was still in bed. I asked my partner if he'd check for a pulse. He replied, are you kidding? Do you smell it in here? She's been dead for days. Then she sat up screaming, wondering why we were in her bedroom. Ma'am, you're not recording that, did you?
That is hilarious. She's
been dead for days. It stinks in here. Ah!
Man.
Hmm.
That just goes to show how stinky someone could be and still be alive, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, literally smell like death.
Yeah.
And you're still kicking. Going up to a window for a PD welfare check?
Yeah, welfare checks. Yeah, going to doors even for welfare checks. It's like knocking on the side, you know?
Yeah. It's a very uneasy feeling.
Yeah, because people don't know. And it's always like 2 a.m. Like, who the fuck is knocking on my door?
Well, I know what I would... how I would respond to that.
Yep.
And I would not want to be on the other end.
Nope.
But
especially how we knock too.
Boom, boom, boom.
Our department. Yeah. Well, that's our only saving grace.
Yeah, please don't shoot us.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not the cops.
Yep.
But that like makes me think that's how cops feel all the time. You know, doing traffic stops and stuff like that. That's gotta be terrible.
I don't know. I'm out.
I'm out too, man.
Was in a heavy, smoke-filled dining room looking for help and yelling at another firefighter to come over and give me a hand. I then realized the other guy was me, and I was looking at a mirror. Hey, as long as nobody saw it, right? Hey, man, help me out. Oh, shit.
Sorry, man. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Just go back to work.
Like, well, who's that stunning firefighter?
Man, that guy looks big.
Very attractive.
Nice. As a new medic, I was called to a vehicle accident on the freeway and found an elderly woman behind the wheel with her driver's side door wedged against the center median. I called for full rescue, and the first engine arrived. They opened the passenger door and pulled her out.
Oh. That one hurts. Yeah. But if you're that rescue company, you're like, come on, man. What are we doing?
You get off. Well, if you're the rescue company, you totally get off. You look at the dude the whole, you stare at him the whole time as you walk over to the car.
And slowly open the door. You good, man?
Yeah.
You good to be clear?
You never live that down, man.
No. No. That's like, it's got to be your first day.
You good, man? Good to be clear? All right. Man, that's it, Craig.
You know what?
You want to throw this one?
No. No, I don't.
Throw it. Come on, throw it.
I just love half of these crumpled up pieces of paper we couldn't talk about.
Throw it.
Look at this.
Throw it. Look at that. Nah, it's pretty weak.
Okay.